This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. All arrangements are in place for voting for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across seven states and one union territory will go to polls in this phase. Voting will be held in 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. Additionally, polling for the remaining 42 assembly constituencies of Odisha State Assembly will also take place simultaneously. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting. Election officers have been instructed to implement measures to mitigate the challenges posed by scorching temperatures, safeguarding the health and well-being of voters and poll officials. Over 10,90,000 polling officials have been deployed for the conduct of polls. Over 10 crore 60 lakh electors will decide the fate of contestants. A total of 201 international border checkposts and 906 interstate border checkposts are keeping strict vigil on any illicit flow of liquor, drugs, cash and freebies. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 8.2% in the financial year 2023-24 as compared to the growth rate of 7% registered in financial year 2022-23. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, real GDP or GDP at constant prices is estimated to attain a level of over 173 lakh crore rupees in the year 2023-24. In a statement, the ministry said nominal GDP or GDP at current prices is estimated to attain a level of over 295 lakh crore rupees in the year 2023-24 against 269.5 lakh crore rupees in 22-23, showing a growth rate of 9.6%. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that today's GDP data showcases robust economic growth with a growth rate of 8.2% for financial year 23-24 and 7.8% for quarter 4 of the financial year 23-24. She added, "This remarkable GDP growth rate is the highest among the major economies of the world." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the natural disasters in Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Tripura and West Bengal in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimar. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said, "His thoughts and prayers are with all those who have been affected there." The Prime Minister said he took stock of the prevailing situation and the central government has assured all possible support to the states. Home Minister Amit Shah has said he has also spoken to the respective state chief ministers and taken stock of the situation. He assured them of all possible help. Mr. Shah said the situation is being closely monitored and authorities are providing all possible assistance to the affected. In Uttar Pradesh, 13 people, including 7 home guards, on election duty died in Mirzapur due to the scorching heat today. People who have died were from Mirzapur, Gonda, Prayagraj, Basti and Kaushambi. Our correspondent reports that when the polling parties were leaving from the Polytechnic campus, the health of a few people had deteriorated while some people fell ill on the way and were brought to the divisional hospital. During this time, some people had died even before reaching the hospital. Mirzapur is scheduled to go to polls tomorrow. The flood situation in Assam's 9 districts remained grim, with the water levels of major rivers rising and inundating vast tracts of land following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimar. Our correspondent reports that rescue operations have been intensified in flood-affected districts. In Manipur, flash flood continues to wreak havoc and Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. 3 persons have died in different flood-related incidents so far, while 1 person is missing. In Karnataka, Hassan MP Prajwal Revanna has been sent to 6 days special investigation team SIT custody by 42nd Additional Chief Metropolitan Magistrate Court in Bengaluru today over charges of sexual harassment. The SIT appointed by the state government to probe these cases had arrested Revanna at midnight when he reached Kempe Gowda International Airport in Bengaluru from Munich. He is facing charges of sexual abuse and videographing the act. And with that, we end this news bulletin.